This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Denver Public Schools has adopted new rules that would make it a national leader in environmental sustainability. CPR's Jenny Brundy reports.
Students from several high schools lobbied the school board for a year to pass the policies. They direct the district to adopt clean energy technology and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. They also call for the district to prioritize sustainability for marginalized groups. Board member Scott Balderman pointed to a Yale study showing collective action is also the best way to reduce climate anxiety among youth.
Turning off lights and putting something in the recycle bin just doesn't have as big of an impact from a mental health standpoint as is collective action.
The students said their futures depend on everyone taking action. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Boulder man died after setting himself on fire outside the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. Friday night. Local police identified the man as 50-year-old Wynn Bruce. No other injuries were reported. It's under investigation. And the Comanche Generating Station in Pueblo, which is Colorado's largest coal-fired power plant, could close sooner than expected. According to new information obtained by CPR News, the plant could shut down 4 years earlier than what was proposed last year. The new agreement is between plant operator Xcel Energy, government agencies, and labor unions. Xcel Energy had told state regulators it expected to file the settlement early this week. You're listening to CPR.